Bursting the Bubble, written by Megan Kleppinger and read by Kelly Gibbons. We are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. 2 Peter 3:13. Washington, D.C. is a politically powerful city, and it's easy for young professionals working there to get carried away by all of its bells and whistles. As a recent college graduate who experienced this firsthand, I found it doesn't take long to adapt to the culture. It's an exciting place to be, but the problem with becoming a full-blown Washingtonian is that too often, people forget why they are there to begin with. Most people move to Washington to support a cause or to work for a politician representing a state. I, for example, worked for a nonprofit that worked to preserve family values, and many of my peers worked for their state senators or representatives. To help pop the D.C. bubble we were living in, several of us developed the discipline of reading our hometown papers online each morning. By reading the Richmond Times-Dispatch every day, I was reminded of my roots, culture, where I was from, and for whom I was really working. This practice, along with repeating our mantra, "This isn't the real world," enabled many of us to start each day in Washington as Virginians, Pennsylvanians, Texans, representing the states we call home. Sometimes life gets tough, circumstances cause confusion and doubt, purpose becomes unclear, and faith seems irrelevant and far removed from everyday struggles. But it doesn't take much for the line between the world we currently live in and the promise of our eternal home to become blurry. It's those times when home with Christ sometimes seems so far away. For me, these bleak moments almost always coincide with periods of time that I've stepped away from praying and spending time in God's Word each day. It's not that prayer and study act like a magic formula changing my circumstances, and though sometimes God does change them. Usually, it's simply this set-aside time that causes me to regroup and change my perspective of the circumstances. God is greater than man. He is our creator, sustainer, and he's in control of everything. He loves us, gives us purpose, and promises us a future with him. This life is temporal and nothing in comparison to spending eternity with Christ. How do I know these things? It's all in God's word. Revisiting scripture and praying on a daily basis acts as a needle bursting the bubble I live in. Like reading my hometown paper each day, scripture reminds me that this world doesn't own me. No matter how long I'm on earth, it's not my home and I'm not here to represent it. Instead, I need to be an ambassador for my Father until it's time to go home to Him. Intersecting faith and life. Go to God's Word to rediscover who you are in Christ, your purpose, and most importantly, to remember where your home really is. Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Once in a Generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.